mighty friends, this is your old woods rider, Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads. We'd like to come in and visit with you a while there. Or better still, we'd like for you to come down the trail and sit with us a spell here under the old big pine tree right down there by the side of the creek. And we're going to be with you for the next 14 and a half minutes, brought to you the best wishes and compliments from your State Forestry Service and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. Yes, sir. And we're going to try to do some picking and singing here. And we've just got gloms and gloms and oodles and oodles and oodles of nice fan mail, some of the nicest cards and letters that you've ever seen. We've got them from big, little, old, and young. And we really appreciate them a whole lot. We want you to know right now, friends, right out of the deepest of our hearts, all of us, the three knotheads and myself, we appreciate this fan mail. Robert?
You betcha.
Hey. Slim? Deacon? Oh. Yes, sir, we really appreciate it. And friends, don't tell nobody, but we've had lots and lots of cards and letters here asking us something. And I'm going to tell you about it in just a minute. But right now we're going to play a tune. Yes, sir, I don't know anything else to do but play a tune or a game of Mumble Peg, and I don't feel in the mood for Mumble Peg. I feel a song coming on. I want to sing. I can feel it just as plain. I know it just as well as a grown man. And here it is. I found her little footprints in the snow. Some folks like the summertime when they can stroll about, strolling through the meadow green, it's pleasure, there's no doubt. Give me the good old winter time when the snow's on the ground. I found her when the snow's on the ground. I traced a little footprints in the snow.
In the snow.
I found a little footprints in the snow.
Where'd she go?
God bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way. I found her when the snow's on the ground. Yeah, that's your boy. When I went to see her, it was a big round moon. Her mother said she'd just stepped out, she'd be returning soon. Traced her little footprints, I found them in the snow. I found her when the snow was on. I traced a little footprints in the snow.
In the snow.
I found a little footprints in the snow.
Where'd she go?
God bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way. I found her when the snow's on the ground. Up in heaven, she's with that angel band. Someday I'm gonna meet her in the promised land. Every time the snow falls, it brings back memories. Found her when the snow's on the ground. I traced a little footprints in the snow.
In the snow.
I found a little footprints in the snow.
Where'd she go?
God bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way. I found her when the snow's on the ground. Well, all right, there it is, friends. I found her little footprints in the snow, and we do hope that you enjoyed it. Yeah, that's an old-timer. I know that you've heard it time after time, and maybe a lot of you out there enjoyed it. We hope so. We had a lot of requests for it. Don't forget, friends, you can write to us. Just send your fan mail to Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads in care of the station that you're now listening. I'm going to tell you all about this picture in just a minute. Did I say picture? Oh, excuse me. Friends, I wanted to tell you a story about two fellas. Two of them. They lived there pretty close to me in the Knotheads. Me and Three Knotheads out there in the country. Yeah, way back out there. We lived so far back out in the woods, sunset between our house and town. And these two fellas lived out there. And one of them cleared the new ground. We went down there and helped him one day. Helped him clear his new ground. One day he went down there and new ground's going to burn it all. And his neighbor just over the fence there hollered at him and told him, said, "Say, neighbor," he said, "you're doing the wrong thing there. You're doing the wrong thing." And he told him, he said, "Why don't you mind your own business?" He said, "Nobody's going to tell me when and how and where to burn my own property." So the neighbor, he just went to the house and hitched up old Rhodey. That was his mule. He had the mule. named Rody. He just hooked up old Rody and got turned plow and went down there right quick and plowed him a good wide fire lane around his whole place there. Because he knew what was fixing to happen. Sure enough, he went on down there and set that new ground on fire. Well, this feller lived next door to him there. He had two old knot-headed boys, and they got him some wet tow sacks and a couple of buckets of water, two or three, and they got down there and got ready because they were scared of what was going to happen. And friends, sure enough, he set that new ground on fire, and the wind kind of switched around there a little bit, and first thing you know, he had his barn full of hay and corn and stuff, and it all good dry stuff. Spark got in there and burned up his barn, burned it to the ground. He didn't save not one oat seed, nothing. Burned it up. And liked to burn up his house. Would have hadn't been for his neighbor there and them two boys. They pitched in there and helped him. Now that was honoring this one. I'm telling you, some people just, I guess they get too old to learn or something. They just have to learn the hard way. I guess that's all it is. They just have to learn the hard way. Here's another tune. Slim's going to sing this one. It's a sad song. It's a pretty song, though. It's sad, but it's pretty. I never did like these sad songs. But anyhow, Slim sings them. And ain't nothing I can do about it, because if it was, I ought to hit him on his knot head, but I guess I can't. He's bigger than me. Here's Slim to sing Unfaithful One.
Unfaithful One, your tears are falling.
Yes, darling, they're falling.
At last you're paid.
Thank you, Slim. Thank you. There it is, friends. Unfaithful One. That's a mighty pretty tune. Just listen to the words there. And if you like it, just write us a penny postcard or letter. We'd be glad to do it again for you. No kidding. We got a lot of cards and letters here saying, why don't you and the boys have a picture made? We'd like to have a picture. We want a picture. We got insects in the garden. We got roaches in the kitchen. We'd like to have it. No. No kidding, friends. We've had a lot of requests for a picture. Well, now, here's news for you. Free news. It's all free. Don't cost you a thing. Your state forestry service and Uncle Sam's forestry service has made it possible for you to have a picture of the three knotheads and myself. Absolutely free. Now, all you do to get this picture, here's all you do, friends. Now, listen to this. Just write us a penny postcard or a letter. Is that fair enough? Now, if you want a picture, just sit down right now, write a penny postcard or a letter, and put on there very plainly your name and address, and we'll send you a picture of the three knotheads and myself right here in action, right here on the station, just blowing our top and showing our ignorance and having a good time. And we'd like that. It's a mighty good picture, too. You can put it out in the garden, keep the insects off of the turnips and all that sort of stuff. Put it in the kitchen, keep the mice, rats, and rodents. Where'd I get that at? Rodents. Somebody must have told me. Somebody did tell me that. Anyhow, it's good. And we'd like for you to have the picture. Now, if you want the picture, friends, don't forget that all you got to do is just sit down and write us a penny postcard or a letter, and we'll send you the picture. Free. That's all free. Friends, you know, I just can't get my mind off of this fire proposition. That leatherhead, he went ahead and set his new gun on fire there, and his neighbor over there was trying to tell him all the time not to do it. It was hot and dry and windy that day, and dad blamed his leatherhead the time. He should have known better than that. Now, burn off of new ground, anybody knows to make little bitty brush heaps and burn them off late in the evening when it's sort of damp, more or less damp. Well, you could call it damp, and still it's not damp. The brush heaps will burn. They'll burn good. But still, there's no wind. It's very quiet. And you can have two or three buckets of water sitting around there, and you might invite your neighbors over that night and have popcorn popping or candy pulling or something like that, sort of help you if the fire gets out. Because, friends, that timber, that little old timber, them little old bitty, 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 scrawny pines, it's up there a foot or two, maybe 4 or 5 feet, sticking out of the ground. That is the timber that your children and my children is going to have to depend on. Did you ever stop to think of that? Well, that's right. And I know all of you out there's got nice families, and you love your children. I love mine. And we got to see that they have some timber. And the only way that they're going to have timber is you and me to see that they do have it. So keep that in mind. Let's play another tune here. Robert, how about a little bit of a hoedown here, buddy? We haven't played a hoedown. You know, that's a tune that we haven't played in a long time, and we've had a lot of requests for it. Here we go, and it's Way Down Yonder. Thank you there, buddy. I'm telling you, that was Way Down Yonder. Played Way Down Yonder, too, wasn't it,
yes,
there, buddy? That was all right, though, and I know a lot of them old-timers out there. You take them old fellas sitting out there with a little dab of that gray hair mixed in up there. You know, that's honor. I'm telling you, that gray hair is really honor. That's something to be proud of. Friends, we've enjoyed visiting with you today. And we've run out of time. We're going to have to shove off here, saddle up our stick horses, and ride on down the trail. Yeah, we're going to have to leave the old pine tree today, but we'll be back. You just listen to the announcer, and he'll tell you what day. Now, don't forget, if you want a picture of the three knotheads and myself, all you do is write us a penny postcard or letter. That's Jelly Elliott and the three knotheads in care of the station that you're now listening. And friends, don't forget, for the last 14 and a half minutes, we've been brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your State Forestry Service and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. Now, before we go, I'd like to leave a thought for the day with you. When it comes to using fire in or near the woods, it's sure better to be safe than sorry. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires.